Blog Talk Radio.
How about clapping your hands every time? Come on. Come on. Yep. Can I get it? Can I get it? Come on. Come on. Yeah. Here we go. That's a worry. About the clothes you wear.
Praise the Lord, everyone. I hope that you all can hear me. Actually, when I did my upload, I gave the wrong information in reference to where you can come online. If you are not able to join me by phone, you can go into the chat room, go to blogtalkradio.com, and in the search engine, look up Victory Against All Odds, and it will bring you right into the chat room if you wanted to be online. Again, thank you for listening to Victory Against All Odds right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Benton. Today is Monday, April the 15th, 2019. Some people refer to that as Cat Day. We refer to it as God's Day. Amen. So today is the 15th of April. 15 represents acts of divine grace, which was very appropriate for today's topic. And it also represents a resurrection, those things that may be dead that need to be resurrected in our lives, our joy, our peace, our happiness, our relationship with the Lord. It also represents spiritual fullness. Spiritual fullness represents the fact that maybe we are running on empty because of our struggles, our trials. We're just weighed down. We're just heavy. Amen. And so sometimes we just need to be built back up. It also represents release and freedom. Sometimes because of the adversities and the trials that we face, we become bound and held captive. Amen. And not able to be freely moved about in this thing called kingdom. Amen. And it also represents deliverance. Because we know that as we stay close to Christ and we're connected with him and we have relationship with him, that whatever we are going through, that God is able to deliver us. Amen. And it all today is the 19th, the fourth month of April. April is the fourth month, which represents earthly efforts or flesh, which is very appropriate for today because sometimes we often are locked into the things and the cares of this world, amen, and we're trying to get things done on our own strength and our own effort, amen. It is 2019 represents complete fruitfulness, amen. And so while we are working and striving towards the things of God, we want to make sure that we are fruitful, amen, and not lagging in anything. Hallelujah. Thank you again for tuning in. I hope everyone had a great weekend. Please call someone, text someone, let them know that I am on the air. You're listening to, Victory Against All Odds, a radio broadcast for the family where we talk about some of the struggles, obstacles that families face both in the natural as well as spiritual. Those issues could be anything from child abuse, depression, domestic violence, substance abuse, suicide, sexual abuse, as well as spiritual warfare. So let's talk. My email address is odds_against_U@yahoo.com. So at any point in time, if you are needing assistance, have a question for yourself, a friend that may be going through, whether it be spiritual or whether it be in the natural, then please, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. Today's topic is on the strength to stand through adversity. Amen. And so our scripture reading will be coming from 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 and 9. And it simply reads this: we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. Amen. Oftentimes, when we are going through, we find ourselves blaming other people, or we blame the devil. And sometimes it really is our fault if we be truthful, or life just happens, so we think. And oftentimes we appear to be caught off guard or surprised that this thing has happened to us. Did you ever stop to think that adversity is God's way of getting our attention? All too often, we become engulfed with own plans, goals, projects, or whatever other thing that has our attention, our children, our job, our earthly possessions, and things of that sort. And in the process of being distracted by the cares of this world, we become fatigued, pressed down, perplexed about the situation, abandoned because no one around us is supporting us or anyone to talk to or anyone to assist us, and struck down because we have failed miserably. All the while, God is patiently trying to teach us lessons. Sadly, we find ourselves going around the same mountain year after year, burdened, weary, and heavy laden, because we never thought to ask ourselves, God, what is the lesson in this? Or God, what did I miss? You become frustrated, tired, and simply ready to say, forget this. And if we be truthful, we've all found ourselves there at one point in time or another, ready to just give up, go the other way, go back to what we're used to, stop trusting in the process, not being patiently waiting on God to intervene. So when adversity comes, we suddenly are faced with problems and pressures that are too big for us to solve. And as adversity continues and human strength is drained, Christ's invitation becomes more and more and more attractive. And what is the invitation? The invitation comes right in the Word of God. And it simply says in Matthew 11, 28 through 30, it says, come unto me, ye that are heavy, that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen, somebody. Rest. It seems very strange thing that our blessed Lord Jesus Christ should invite a weary and laden man or woman to get rest. We probably never thought about it just like that, that our Lord Jesus would invite us who are weary and heavy laden to get rest. Amen. So did it ever occur to you that adversity is an assurance God loves us? Did that ever occur to you that God is trying to show us that he really does love us? And if we have we been paying attention to the Word of God, his life, his pattern? Because it's not just us that have adversities and struggles. Christ is a living epistle, a living example of what adversity really feels like, looks like, and that we really do have the strength, amen, to stand through adversity. But somewhere along the way, we've got distracted. We forgot to consult God on a few things. Hallelujah. Amen, somebody. Amen. I can hear you saying, why would you say such a thing? Well, you know me. Anybody that knows me know we go into the scripture. So the scripture did say just that. He said, come unto me. So he was talking to all those that labored and that were heavy laden. He didn't leave anybody out. Amen. He included every sort of unsatisfied soul. Hallelujah. Whether you were unsatisfied because you were idle, you weren't doing enough, you were bored, you felt like you were missing out on the pleasures of the world, or maybe you were lacking in treasures being our financial situation, or pleasures or treasures could be the finer things in life, that big car, that new house, amen, that luxury car, or looking across the road at the other person thinking that the grass is just a little greener on the other side. But what we fail to realize is you don't know the struggle that they went through to get where they've gotten. Amen. And because we know that God knows our makeup, maybe you couldn't have endured some of the adversity it took for them to get there. So that's why we have to be careful looking on the other side of the fence. Hallelujah. Amen. Or whether it was self-indulgence or self-gratification, those who have been rejected or mishandled or mistreated or forgotten about or plain fatigued. Maybe you were just plain fatigued by bearing heavy burdens way, way too long without rest. Maybe that's you. You are either, according to the scriptures, among the weary ones or among the heavy laden ones. You know, when you're heavy laden, you are bowed down almost flat to the ground because you're unable to bear the weighty matters in life. So you're no longer able to stand against that adversity because you're heavy. You're weighted down. I hope I'm making sense to somebody. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us. But nevertheless, this is a word of encouragement to somebody listening. Jesus says to us, come unto me. I will give you rest. In other words, Christ is saying, cease from your own work and rest in me. I'll fight your battle. We've been warring unnecessarily sometimes because we forgot to consult the Lord on which battles we really ought to fight and which ones that we hand over unto the Lord. Praise God. In closing, we all know by now that there will be trials, disappointments, persecutions, temptations in this walk. Even so, we must be on guard and stand firm to these things and stand firm on the word of God that we don't fall under pressures of this world or become heavy laden or burdened. Praise God. So while we are busy about the cares of this world, don't lose the awareness of God, acting like you can handle it all by yourself. Guess what? Can I have a transparent moment? I have been guilty of that thing in the past. Amen? And I'm pretty sure if we be honest, we have been guilty, you have been guilty of the same thing, of trying to handle things and we forgot to include God in what we were doing. Or even better yet, we forgot to ask God before we moved left, right, up, or down. Amen. But we praise God because he is forgiving. And remember, I said today was the 15th day, and 15 represents acts of divine grace. Hallelujah. And so we know that God's grace is sufficient. Praise God. So even when we're the blame, and it wasn't the devil, and it wasn't somebody else, and we just plain flatly messed up, we have God's grace that he is just to forgive us of all our sins. Praise God, I feel my help. Mm-mm-mm. Amen. And so we must remember to consult God, and we have to remember to lean on Christ. Amen. When the burden and the adversities just get a little bit too heavy for us. Amen. And so a quote that I found while I was doing my message from George Muller, he says it this way. He says, to learn strong faith is to endure great trials. I have learned my faith by standing firm amid severe testing. Amen. And when I heard this, it took me to Ephesians 6, starting at the 10th verse, it says it just like this. Paul was talking, and he reminds us in Ephesians 6. He says, you must be strong in the Lord and put on your whole armor so that you may stand firm against the enemy. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so again today, I just want to encourage you, praise the Lord, that you must and you can have strength to stand during the adversity. Praise the Lord. I am done. I wanted to open up the mic. And so if you've been with me from time to time, you know I don't call out whole phone numbers. So I'll call out the last 4 digits of the phone number. Your mic is open. You are more than welcome to either tell me what you got. Did you enjoy the message? Do you have something to say to the listening audience? And so my first caller, 8076, Clayton, you are on the air. You may give your name, or if you prefer to remain anonymous, that is your decision, and whatever it is that the Lord has laid on your heart. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you.
God bless you.
This is Evangelist Nisha. I was very blessed by the word to overcome adversity, because a lot of people deal with this but don't know really how to handle this. And I was blessed how you broke it down to help me understand it, as well as to be able to help other people to understand it. So I was just blessed by the word.
God bless you, woman of God. Yes. A lot of times we become, and I was saying earlier, that we become so consumed with the cares of this world, we forget that we do have a Savior who invites us to come. Amen. And sometimes we just need to be reminded, you know. And I was saying that whether it's spiritual warfare or whether it's in the natural, we all, amen, have been down this road. We all had to be reminded that it is in God's strength, amen, that we're able to stand in adversities, when we're downtrodden and beat up and broke down and heartbroken, amen. And so thank you, woman of God, for listening as well. I have about 5 minutes left. I just wanted to thank everyone that is listening and or will listen to this broadcast. Hope you were blessed, amen, by the word. It has been a while, so I just wanted to share a little bit. It has been a while since I've been on the air. I knew that 2019 was going to be the year that I would return. I have been off the air due to some physical sicknesses that took me off the air, as you may know or may not. I have been doing ministry across, you know, the United States here and there, as well as I went back to school. So now that I am completed school, graduating with a CMA, Certified Medical Assistance, this year of discovery, suddenly God is going to be able to bring back some of what I have been laboring to do, so that the vision isn't lost. I thank God for the ability to have the space on Blog Talk Radio, because even when you're not actively participating, that word is still going forth, and that is a blessing I thank God for the opportunities and the doors that are opening and will open in 2019, not only for myself, but for you all as well. And as I begin to close out this broadcast with the closing song, thank you for listening. If you have any questions or concerns or need any assistance, again, you may email me at odds_against_UAGINST_U@yahoo.com. Again, that's odds_against_UAGINST_U@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. I am your host again, Prophetess Benton, and you are listening to Victory Against All Odds. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you all for listening. I hope you were blessed, and I will see you next time. God bless you.